AAA Mid-Atlantic represents nearly 4 million members across the Mid-Atlantic territory, but we have nearly 1 million members in the state of Maryland. And unfortunately, we are not unfortunate that we're an advocacy group, but because we're an advocacy group, unfortunately, we are oftentimes it's brought to our attention about some issues that we otherwise would not be familiar with had it not be for our members bringing them to our attention. One such case is the automated enforcement program, not just in Baltimore City, but in other areas of the state, but particularly in Baltimore City. Some concerns have been raised, and we have expressed concerns on behalf of motorists to the city.
What are some of the problems that you have heard repeatedly from drivers? There were some concerns, I think, voiced about whether or not these systems are accurate, or whether they actually clock the right speeds.
Well, there are concerns about accuracy. There are some concerns about some sort of high-profile instances where motorists have received tickets. For instance, I believe there were nearly 3,000 motorists who received citations that were, in fact, signed or authorized, as all are supposed to be signed or authorized by a law enforcement officer, by a deceased police officer. We've also seen that tickets have been issued in error, sort of through administrative processes, and we have concerns that there's not proper notice and proper signage being given to motorists that the cameras are in fact in place. There are requirements that proper notice be given, proper signage be in place, and in many cases that does not seem to be the case.
The argument has been raised many times by many people that this is more an issue of revenue than it is safety, but I'm not sure you see it quite black and white, do you, or do you?
Well, we don't. I mean, AAA Mid-Atlantic certainly was supportive of automated enforcement systems because we don't want motorists speeding through school zones or neighborhoods. We certainly are a traffic safety organization. That being said, and I think it's too early to tell at this point whether or not they are providing those safety measures. We want those cameras to be in place in the optimal areas where there have been concerns with pedestrians being struck, where there's an issue with speed, not in instances where it's going to generate the most revenue. And I think at this point, it's a little early to tell if safety is being impacted because of the cameras. I think it's too early because we don't really have statistics since the cameras have been in place, at least the speed cameras. But that being said, when there are numerous concerns being raised by motorists that they receive, for instance, say, I've heard from several motorists where they receive a ticket in the same location on the same date with just within a few blocks of each other. There are things like that that actually really call into question, I think, the program itself and cause concerns about whether or not it is in fact about revenue generation or traffic safety. And I'm certainly believe that traffic safety is at the forefront of this, but we want to ensure that that's the case and ensure that motorists are and pedestrians are obviously safe, but that the cameras are being placed in the optimal locations to provide that traffic safety, not revenue generation.